Hello there, this is Sean. Welcome to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. This isn't technically the first episode of Horribly Awkward, but it is something I think that everyone should check out. I just got done recording this special episode of the Horrible Gamers Podcast with my friend Faye, so get ready for some personal stuff from the both of us. Stay tuned for the official Horribly Awkward Podcast episode. That should be coming very, very soon. I have a lot of cool, really neat, fun ideas for that, so you won't want to miss it. If you have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast or send me an email at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. I will be looking forward to hearing from you, so don't be shy. Or you can call me directly at area code 559-AIDS. You thought I was going to do it. No. Here we go. Enjoy. Hey, welcome to a very special episode of the Horrible Gamers. My name is Sean. You guys know me, obviously. They call me Iams. Today here I'm with a very special guest. If you guys listened to the podcast from this week already, then you know her. If you haven't listened to it yet, then you can listen to this first and then go back and listen to that. There's going to be two episodes on our feed, so don't get confused. Listen to two, listen to both, because they're both going to be awesome. Today we're going to be talking about her website, which is DefeatingDragons.com, and we're going to be talking about toxicity in games and the negative impact it can have on one another. We're going to be talking about mental health issues and suffering, everything. It's going to be a really cool discussion. I'm just basically going to start it like this. So listen to us talk about Defeating Dragons.
Hi. Dragons. Yes.
Hey, Faye, what's up? Defeating Dragons.
Nothing much. What's going on?
Just another hot day in paradise.
Oh, God, please make it stop. Yeah. Make it stop.
Yeah, it's not going to stop. You know when it stops for me? It's like already December. And it's like it goes from being hot to like cold quick. And that's not good on your mental state either. So,
I mean, it doesn't even get cold. It's like, oh, it goes from tank top weather to sweatpants weather. It's pretty much what it is.
Oh, yeah. We get a little better. I guess we get down to like the 30s at night. That's cold enough for me.
Damn, I'm jealous.
Oh, you don't even get that? Oh, that's
no, awesome. It's like 50s, if that. If we're lucky, it goes down to 40 down here in SoCal.
Yeah, sometimes we'll get down to like 30. We're all complaining. There's people in Antarctica just freezing their ass off. We're like, it gets down to 30. I'm so cold. I have to wear 7 thermals.
No, not even. I have to wear a sweatshirt. Oh, God. No, the humanity.
Yeah, I almost got to wear a beanie the other night. I actually got a little cold. That was nice. But other than the weather, we're gonna talk about some fun stuff
some
and
deep
some
stuff.
Not so fun stuff. It's gonna be deep.
It's gonna be deep. The feels are gonna happen.
First,
basically.
Before that, okay. I'm sorry, I cut you off, but let me just say this first. Okay, so you started your website, Defeating Dragons, very recently. Mm-hmm. I read it when you posted it on Twitter, and I've been wanting to start my own podcast for a little while, so I was running around with ideas, and it was going to be about my anxiety. It's going to be about all that, just the negative impact, just the anxiety itself has on me mentally, and I've been just basically surfing for ideas, and when I read your post, one of your first ones, it like directly impacted me, and it just put the like pedal to the ground. Like, I got to do this now. So I've been working on it ever since. So now I came up with the idea Horribly Awkward. And that's going to be a fun podcast. But this isn't about that podcast. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's great. That's great that it motivated you. I mean, that's the point, really.
That is. Yeah. So, I mean, because some people don't understand that. Me, personally, I deal with a lot of stuff. But it's hard to be open about stuff. You think people are going to think you're weird. Mm-hmm. Or they're just going to... It's like, I'm the only one, I'm alone, I'm feeling is just strange, but it's not.
No, you're never alone. I mean, in the moment, it may feel like the world is ending and you just feel awful and all the negative feelings are just all telling you, like, you suck, you're this, you're that, and you feel just, you know, horribly alone. But in that moment, you really need to find the strength and be like, listen, I mean, a lot of people are going through this and you may not know these people, and this is why I created this website as a means for me to have an outlet, first and foremost. I mean, I am not completely recovered. I deal with things every day. but it's also a way for people to, you know, it's a means for other people to go to this website and read it and think to themselves, okay, I mean, I'm feeling a lot of these same emotions. I'm not alone. And these are some of the things I can do to help myself get better. I read about, you know, different steps you can take to get yourself out of the emotional hole and things like that. So, I mean, it's really why I started. It was as an outlet for me and maybe as a means for other people to connect and try to recover themselves. So, I mean, I could talk about right now if you want just a little background on me so people know that.
Yeah, let's get to know Faye. You guys, everyone pay attention. Let's get to know Faye. And hopefully some people listening, if any of this stuff actually, you know, it hits home with you, or, you know, it's very, you know, just you feel exactly what we're talking about, what Faye's talking about, what I talk about. Yeah, just, you know, you can always reach out to us on Twitter. You can reach out to Faye at
anytime. Faye's. Mm-hmm. Anytime. I mean, it's great that you're opening yourself up to this too, but it's also very important if you want to reach out to anyone just for help, just to talk. We're here. Like, you know, IMS is here. I'm here. Feel free to reach out to us at any time. I try to be at my computer, you know, whenever I can and talk to people and answer questions and just be there for people because it's so important to be able to communicate with someone and feel like you're not alone. So, I mean, that's great that you're offering that too, IMS. But yeah, that's very important to remember that we're here and you're not alone. So,
yeah, all of our listeners are my friends. Uh-huh. Unless you act weird, then you're cut. No, I'm just kidding.
You're off the island.
You're off the island. Get off. A very small island. It's only enough room for one person. It's very small.
Anyway, let me, I guess, introduce myself a little bit. I'm Faye. I've been streaming on and off for about 2 years on Twitch. But before that, you know, I've always been a gamer all my life. I had the coolest gaming grandma. I think that's where a lot of my emotional issues started. My grandmother was very depressed herself. She was basically a hoarder. I never really realized it as a kid, but she was always very depressed. She lost three of her own children, my uncles, and it was very difficult for her, and it was very difficult for the family. And she sort of checked out after my uncle Michael passed away. She definitely, that was the last straw for her. So I think seeing her deteriorate really quickly and her depression and see her just decline so quickly, it really hit home for me because we were so close. I mean, I used to game with her constantly and she was my best friend. So when she was diagnosed with cancer in 2008, I thought my world was going to end because she was the one person I could really talk to, I could relate to, and we were very, very close. So she passed away very quickly because in her depression, because she was so sad, she didn't seek help for her sickness. When she wasn't feeling well, she didn't go out to the doctor or anything. So in a matter of, you know, days, she was just gone. And it really, really hit home for me. I was in school at the time. I was in college. I think it was the end of my freshman year. I was getting straight A's. And then all of a sudden she passed away and I didn't know how to function. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't get up in the morning. I couldn't eat. I didn't remember to eat. I was lost. I lost the one person that was my mother, my father, everyone in one for me. She was my rock and she was just gone. So I ended up actually failing out of school. I never finished college. I couldn't finish college. I couldn't retain a job. I encountered some abuse from my father. I tried to live with him for a bit. My mom and I, you know, we have our struggles. I couldn't really live with her, so I tried to live with my father. And he ended up being very emotionally and physically abusive. So he kicked me out pretty much because he couldn't relate to me and my sadness and my grief. He just, you know, kept saying, buck up, chin up, why aren't you smiling? You know, try to be with the family. Like, what are you doing in bed all the time?
Tough love.
It was tough love, but he just was not understanding. I mean, a lot of people get like that. If you're in a debilitating depression, you cannot function and you need love and support from your family in that moment and not, you know, tough love like that. And he was just, so anyway, you know, in a nutshell, he basically kicked me out and I was living out of my car for a bit. I was, you know, and by all accounts, homeless for a little while. My mom didn't want me to come live with her. Then I tried to live with her and then she ended up kicking me out too because I couldn't hold a job. It was rough. It was definitely rough. And I was a drifter for quite some time. And then I decided to move in with my grandfather and he's an alcoholic. So that was great. That wasn't the best environment for me to be in. He was drinking all the time and I lived in the basement. And so I really, years went by. You never realize when you're in such a deep hole like that, how many years can just drift away when you can't get help for yourself or mm-hmm. seek help. You know, it's amazing.
I know exactly. I did disappear for almost 7 years. Just seven years are gone.
Same for me. It was about 7-8 years.
Yeah, it's hard. Once you've dug yourself a hole, you get down on yourself and you make yourself feel like shit. You kind of feel like you're worthless in a way. This is what I'm speaking for me personally. And mm-hmm. it's just really hard sometimes to break habits and break, no matter what it is. If it's an addiction, if it's a depression, if it's, it's tough. It's like the hardest thing you could do besides dieting. Dieting was really, really hard for me.
It's hard for everyone.
Oh, it was really hard. I lost like 100 pounds. It was the hardest thing I ever did.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Good for you. Wow. Seriously. That's awesome.
Yay. Me.
High five.
Yay.
That's all. No, seriously.
Oh, thanks. That was a cool high five.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I don't.
You look great now.
Thanks. Yeah.
Really? That's awesome.
Oh yeah. I was like 300 pounds a couple years
ago. Wow.
Yeah. Not easy. Not easy. I'm not making light of this other stuff. It just popped into my head. I was like, oh, I got to say it because it's just another one of those addictions that I had. Which...
Yeah. Wow. No, I turned to food too for a long time. I was actually anorexic for a time. And then when my Nana passed away, I started to turn to food for comfort. So I started eating a lot. I gained a lot of weight, like 40 pounds. And then I became a bulimic from that because I had that sort of anorexic frame of mind previously. So it was bad. I lost all that bad weight, but it's tough when you're relying on food for comfort. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Especially when any addiction, it's like, you know, you don't want no more, but it's like, yeah, I still do it at night. I just start eating and I'm just like, I'm not hungry. What am I doing? I'm just trying to fill a void. I guess you try to fill a void. I'm always trying to fill something that's missing because I basically just chill here by myself all day, every day.
Oh, it's really easy to just get into a bad habit of sitting down and I'm just going to grab some food because I'm bored, like bored eating.
Yeah.
Because it tastes good in my mouth, not hungry, but damn, those salt and vinegar chips. Sorry.
So you're talking about your grandma passing away and that's very sad. I'm sorry to hear that. It's like that is the thing that happens in life when people pass on. It's very sad and that day will come for me. That day will come for everybody. It really sucks and... it's gonna happen.
I mean everyone's gonna lose someone that's very, very close to them eventually, whether it's a relationship or if someone passes away. I mean, everyone experiences that kind of loss. It's really up to us how we handle them, and I am going to admit that I did not handle it well, but it wasn't necessarily all my fault. I mean, the people around me weren't really receptive to the emotions that I was feeling and weren't really supportive. So, I mean, there really is a stigma out there with mental illness. I mean, both for the people suffering from it and from people that see it, because a lot of people don't know how to react to it. They don't know what to do. They may feel helpless when they're trying to help a loved one. And I mean, it's really important that, you know, there's education for mental illness. You know, how do you help a loved one? How do you help yourself? Those are two very big things that need to happen. And only, you know, regular communities, but in the gaming community as well. I mean, there's a huge stigma there. But I think I lost 7 years of my life. I was hospitalized a few times. I mean, I had to check into a psych ward. It was like straight out of a movie. It was crazy. I was like, what life am I living right now? Where am I? I was in New York City in this strange hospital. And, you know, these nurses were saying that, you know, don't worry about the other patients, but I was in a mixed ward and I saw some people locked up and like naked and like with the padded rooms and stuff. It was seriously straight out of a movie. I didn't realize how terrible public health is when, you know, when it comes to mental illness. Like, these doctors don't give a crap about you. You go into a room full of panel of doctors and they're like, how are you feeling right now in 5 minutes? And you try to explain everything to them and they smack on a diagnosis for you and it may be wrong and they send you out and put you on meds and, you know, have a good life. It's terrible. I mean, it's really terrible and heartbreaking. There really needs to be more government funding for mental illness for sure. I mean, for treatment of mental illness and mental health and wellness. It's a huge problem. But I'm getting kind of off track here.
Not really. Not really. We're here to hear your story.
Yeah. So, oh, okay.
Yeah, this is all leading in the same direction. It's great.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel comfortable talking about, I'm here to listen.
I guess the next thing to talk about would be, while I was in that hole for 7 years, I became very addicted and reliant on gaming, especially World of Warcraft. That was my time to sort of feel like I was accomplishing something in my life, because I felt like such a failure in every other aspect when I logged on to World of Warcraft and I'm like, yeah, I'm this rating in RBGs and rated battlegrounds, or yeah, I did this raid and we did it on heroic and we're awesome, or I got this title. Whenever I got any achievement in the game, I felt my own sense of personal achievement, and that really fed the addiction. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it kept me going on one spectrum. On one side of it, it helped me stay alive, because many times I wanted to end my life. I really did. So it helped keep me going on one side of it. And then the other side of it, it would also put me further down into the hole, because I would step back and be like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? I'm just playing video games, and I'm in this dark, dirty, gross apartment that never gets cleaned. I don't eat. I just sit and I play. And this is my life. I don't shower. Like, I'm going to be very honest with you guys. I was completely non-functional. If you went to my apartment at the time, it looked like straight out of Hoarders. It really did. It was scary. My mom had to come in a few times and help me clean the place up. And I'm going to get emotional now. But, you know, you feel so ashamed when you get to a point like that, that you don't want to reach out for help. That, you know, you feel like, oh my God, if anyone ever sees me like this, like, they're going to think so, you know, they're going to think I'm the scum of the earth or this and that. And it's so difficult to accept help. But I'm telling you that you need to, for your own sake, because you are important, because you matter, and because life matters. And no matter how hard it gets, just do it. Just pick yourself up, because life is worth fighting for. It really is. There's so many good things out there and so many amazing people. Wow, the feels.
Oh no, that's good. It's okay. I'm totally listening. I'm listening to everything. I'm here for you, really.
Ah, thanks. No, I'm just, it's hard to talk about it, and I'm trying to be as honest as I can be, because I think it's important to be honest. You don't have to talk about everything with other people. Just, you know, go at your own pace and your own comfort level. But for me, I really want people to know, like, this is what I've been through. This is what I've dealt with, and it can get better. It can. You just need to believe in yourself. You need to seek the help that you desperately need. You need to, you know, help yourself. I think it's so important to know that you need to help yourself, because for the longest time, I was just waiting for help and nothing ever came, because I wasn't seeking it out and because I wasn't trying to help myself. Okay. So it's so important, if you're addicted to gaming or if you're in an emotional hole, if you're struggling with something, you need to try and seek help for yourself. You need to just find that inner motivation, know that you're not alone, and just work for it, because it'll come, and there are, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, so to speak, you know?
It's always greener.
It gets
on the
better.
Other side.
It is. It totally is. So I moved out to California to pursue my dreams in game design and to move with my boyfriend, and I've been happier. It's still been a struggle. I've been streaming on and off because I tend to shut out the world when I'm feeling depressed. I tend to turn off social media, and that's okay. Sometimes it's okay to turn off social media and kind of go dark for a little bit, but it's also important to come back to the light and put yourself out there and try to go out, have fun, see your friends, do things that you enjoy. And this blog is really about the steps I'm taking to help myself, and you can follow these steps for yourself too, because a lot of these steps comes from a therapy that I learned a while back called DBT, and I sort of modified it for myself and also modified it so that people can relate to it, you know, in the gaming community. So that's what I've been working on, and it just started, still, you know, in the baby stages, this website. But I'm really glad that it's helped you, Iams, and it motivated you to try to do something for yourself. I'm really happy.
Yeah, it did. It was exactly what I was already working towards. And after reading what you have on there, it may not be a lot on there, but the stuff you have on there is very good.
Thank you.
And just like, I was like, wow, I was like, okay, I'm not the only one dealing with this stuff. I need to start a new show and just open up And I should just, this should have just been the first episode. It could be the first episode.
Yeah. Hey. Mistakes were made. No, I'm kidding.
What?
I said mistakes were made. Oh, doof. No, it's okay.
Oh.
I'll come back. We'll talk about more stuff.
Yeah, we'll always talk about more stuff. And I just, what you got going is really, really nice. And see, when I dealt with addiction, it was because of my social anxiety. I'm not very open around people, meeting new people, hanging out with people. And that turned to drug addiction, mm-hmm. which turned to a lot of friends, not real friends, but yeah. a lot of friends. And I never wanted to go back home. I just stayed out in the streets for like ever and ever and ever. And when I came back, I finally went to a rehab, got clean. And it's actually it was just 8 years clean a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Congrats. It's awesome.
Yeah. Good thank for you. Thank you. Yeah. I'm very proud of it. So I needed an outlet. I needed something. So then I bought Xbox 360 and I started playing games. And I realized that like it just kept my mind at ease. And then I became so passionate about games, and I still am. But there's also a lot of negative stuff about games too.
Yes.
If you overdo yes. it, if you're online with the wrong people, and you talk about this like toxicity in online gaming.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge problem. I mean, people go and play video. I love video games. It's the heart and soul of who I am, and I'm sure for you too. I mean, it's such a great outlet.
Yeah, we're not here to talk bad about games, guys. We love them.
No, we love games. That's we love this them. Is our lives. This is our lifestyle. But no, I mean, it's a huge problem with especially certain games, very competitive games like League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm, you know, Counter-Strike, and even Call of Duty. You'll get these people that come on there just to, you know, give you grief. I mean, if you mess up in a game for one second, you'll get people calling you names, like go kill yourself, you know, and being extremely negative and toxic. And to them, they might be just joking, you know, or trying to have fun. But to us, it can really affect people negatively. Like you're maybe having a bad day, you want to go online or, you know, play a video game just to unwind. And then you get this crap in a video game. It doesn't help. It really doesn't. So, I mean, you know, people have to figure out ways to handle it. And also people have to stop themselves before they say something negatively on the internet, because it may really affect someone and they don't realize it. Then again, it goes back to education about, you know, mental wellness. It really does. People don't realize that they're being hurtful to other people. They may not know it. And maybe they're having a bad day too. I think, you know, that's a huge reason why I'm trying not to let toxicity affect me anymore, because I think to myself, when I see someone be negative in chat and call someone, you know, really horrible names, I think to myself, well, what are they going through right now that makes them act that way? Like, maybe they're going through something and this is them just, you know, getting out that angst, that anger, or that sadness in them. This is how, you know, this is their outlet. It's not the right outlet. I'm not trying to justify it, but, you know, maybe they're going through something. So I don't let it affect me as much because I think that thought and I try to relate to them in that way. But it is a huge problem. It really is. And, you know, some games are taking certain measures. I know League of Legends, you can report players for toxicity and they can get banned. But it's not enough. I mean, it'll always be around. Even in Twitch chat, I might be streaming and people will come in and be like, yo, hey, big nose, or show me your boobs, or things like that. That's toxicity too. That's not fun for me. That's not fun for the people in my chat. So people have to really, I guess, you know, realize that they can really affect people when they talk like that. And it's a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, sure. we've been streaming live our show too, and it's like some people go in there and just say some dumb stuff, and I don't know, like, it's like, I guess that makes them have a good time, just to say some random stuff to some random people, just kind of ruin the flow of everybody. Everybody else in chat's having a good time. They're there to watch you. They're there to watch us. And then someone just wants to come in and say some, like, you know, some rude stuff, throw the N-word around, throw just whatever they can throw in there they think is going to stir up the pot. And
yeah,
it's annoying. It's so annoying. See, I don't have to deal with it as much as you. You stream and you get in there. We just do a show every once a week, and we're so occupied with talking to each other. I can't follow the chat that often, but I'm sure it must get annoying.
I mean, I get private messages too. I've gotten threats. Recently, I started streaming again. I tried to start streaming over the summer, this past June, around my birthday. And then I got, there's this website. It was terrible. I'm not going to name the website, but on their forums, what they do is they go around Twitch and they look for female streamers to troll. And then they all pile in, maybe 100 of them at a time. And they try to grief this, you know, these poor women.
Really?
So, I was unfortunately one of these women. And there were so many people, it was overwhelming. I couldn't ban all of them because they kept saying, but some of them weren't saying things that were necessarily bad. They're like, show me your elbows or stupid things like that. But it was making it unfun for people that were already my viewers and already in the channel. And it was just creating a really bad vibe. And it got to a point where, you know, they were threatening to DDoS my boyfriend and me. They were threatening to hack us. And they were trying to look up our address. And they were, you know, sending me really bad messages on Twitch and harassing me. And it got to a point that I actually had to turn off my stream and stop streaming for a while. You know, and for a while, I mean, like the whole summer, I just stopped streaming. I couldn't handle it. And it's terrible. Like, I wanted to stream. I love hanging out with people in chat. I love hanging out on Twitch. I love the people that I meet on Twitch. But sometimes when this happens, it's such a, you know, I can't even explain it. It's terrible. It shouldn't be happening, but it does. And it's sad.
Yeah, why don't people just, look, can't we all just get along? People just need to be nice. Why go on Twitch? Go on Twitch because you want to watch someone play something or you want to see a game. I mean, I don't even see the point of going in there stirring. I'm always nice to everyone. Basically, I don't have too many scuffles with people because I'm just like, it's back when you were a kid and your parents would say, like, you know, treat people the way you would like to be treated. And it's exactly kind of how I am.
Good. That's how everyone should feel.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, you've been through a lot of stuff. And I think as you get older, you sort of start treating people better because you know how it feels to be treated unwell. You know what I mean? We've both been through a lot of crap. I think we've both been mistreated in several ways, between friends and between our families maybe. And as you get older, you start to have more of an understanding of, you know, how you should act to other people, how you should treat other people. And a majority of these people that are toxic on the internet, they're younger. They really are. Most of them are definitely very, very young. Some of them are teenagers. Some of them are still in school. And I've been noticing this a lot. Like, they're just kids and they don't know any better, but there needs to be a program or some sort of education to teach these kids how to act and how to treat other people. Mm-hmm. It should be like, there should be a DARE program, I feel, in school, something like DARE, but about mental illness and mental wellness and how to treat other people, maybe like an anti-bullying thing, anything for these kids to realize that they're affecting other people, or maybe steps for them to take if they're being affected by other people and how they can help themselves. Because in our generation, when we grew up, I mean, there was a huge stigma with mental illness. No one wanted to talk about it. No one wanted to discuss it. No one wanted to say that they're feeling a certain way or they're feeling bad. You know, you just try to, like, chin up and act tough and, you know, barrel through things.
Yeah.
But
when
it's really
important. When you see someone, then you throw around the crazy word, you know, still do it. You probably still do it. Like, that's crazy. That's, like, you know, it's just kind of, when you're little, you see someone who's, you know, you might see a homeless person, that person's crazy, but yes, that homeless person could have gone through, like, the worst shit ever, and it just led to wandering the streets, like you said, being a drifter, and it's like everything, it's not like that person just lost their house and they gave up, and they're like, I'm gonna sleep in this garbage bin for the night.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very hard on your brain. I mean, I deal with it every day. The one thing you said in your blog or on your website, one of the sentences that really, really hit home with me was when you said, like, you always think that somebody somewhere is mad at you.
Yes.
That I feel all the time. That I feel all the time with everybody. That's just what I always feel.
It's such a terrible feeling. I hate it so much. My boyfriend, sometimes he gets so aggravated at me because I'll ask him on a daily basis, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? Yeah. Are we okay? Are we all right? Are you mad at me? And yeah, I mean, it's something that, of course, I still struggle with and you struggle with. And maybe something that won't necessarily go away completely. But, you know, we have to learn how to deal with these emotions and love ourselves enough that we won't feel that way anymore, you know?
Yes. So, yes. Okay. Personal question, you and your boyfriend. Were you guys dating before you moved to California?
Yes, I flew out here to California a couple times to hang out with him, but we actually met on Twitter, fun fact.
Right on. See, Twitter can make things happen.
Yeah, seriously. You know, screw the dating websites. Go on Twitter. No, but we met on Twitter, and we were talking for quite some time. I think it was about after maybe 6-7 months, I decided to just move out here and change my life. I wasn't happy in New York. Nothing was happening for me. And just said, you know what? I'm just going to make this big move, you know, gather up all the strength that I can and just do it and try to be happy for once, you know? So
yeah, that's awesome. You guys kind of share the same passion for the same thing, which is gaming. So that totally works out.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm happy for you.
It's important. Yeah. Thank you. It's important to surround yourself with people that, you know, are understanding of not only your interests, but, you know, of you in general.
Lifestyle.
Your lifestyle. Yeah. So I think that's where gaming can come in and really support people too, because, you know, I met you guys through the internet, Horrible Gamers Podcast. You guys are awesome. And you guys are, you know, have your own little thing going on with your circle of friendship, and you support each other. And that's amazing. That's what gaming can do for people. You know, you can meet awesome people online, play with them in games, and create relationships that can last a long time.
Yeah,
and
that's
you know,
true.
Rely on them for support. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yes, there's toxicity in games, but on the other hand, you can really find friends for life on the internet.
Check this
and
out.
And don't be afraid.
I'm sorry. This is what Kennedy Inkle posted. This is from 3 hours ago. I saw this on Facebook earlier. She was on the show last week, Flower Kid Nana. But it says most toxic substances known to man: arsenic, polonium, mercy, the League of Legends community.
It's so true.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, so I had to bring that up. That's pretty awesome.
It's so true. It's terrible, but it's true. I mean, yeah, you get toxicity in games, but then, you know, if you feel like you're being affected by toxicity in games, just remember you can ban people, you can mute them. You can just turn off the game for a little bit and come back when you've cooled off. You know, just go do something else for a little bit, get your mind off of it. Or you could just play with friends that you know you'll have a good time with.
Yeah.
Go and Skype with them. Go in like a voice, you know, some sort of voice chat, vent or TeamSpeak or whatever the heck you use nowadays. What are the young whippersnappers using now?
Yeah, they're using it. The Skype.
The Skype. Just go on anything and just, you know, and if you're having a tough time, reach out to any of your friends. Hey, you want to play something? I'm having a rough day. Okay, let's do something. Awesome. Go and just have fun.
Yeah. Let's play some Rocket League, guys.
Woo! Oh my God, that game.
It's fast.
That game's toxic too. Some kids like manage to type like, you suck.
Yeah.
All the time. But you know what? That game is fun enough that I don't care. I don't give a crap about that. The game's awesome.
No, yeah, that's fun. There's some ways to, like, there's some games where, well, that one's weird because you can actually type, so you can't just mute everyone. Maybe you can turn off that little chat box. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe an option, something.
But it's fun. Yeah, come hit me up, play some games. I was playing the Siege, Rainbow Six Siege beta the other day, and I played a couple matches in there, and then right off the bat, I don't know what I'm doing, because I don't play those strategy type of games. I get in there, and I'm trying to do whatever everyone else is doing, but I'm not doing it right, so, you know, people are like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, come on, what are you doing? Get away from that door. I'm like,
so angry. It's a beta, too.
Yeah, I got discouraged. I turned it off, and I said, I'm not going to play that ever again, but in a small little way, it kind of affected me, my day, like, you know what I mean? Like, it made me feel like, oh, am I dumb? Am I stupid? Am I just not understanding? It's like, no, some people are just assholes to be straight across, you know. It's just,
it's not you, it's them. It really is.
Yeah.
And maybe you could just talk to them and be like, yo, what's going on with your day that you're being like this? You know, like, hey, take it, you know. I just hope that one day there won't be such a stigma behind mental illness so we can talk freely about it. And people will start to understand that, oh, wow, I really can't say these things because it really might affect someone and I might be ruining someone's day. You know, I really hope that – I think we're making steps towards that, especially at PAX. There is an organization that goes to PAX Prime. Well, all the PAXs really. They're at East and South. But it's called TakeThis.org. It's a great nonprofit organization, and they have something called the AFK Room. At every PAX, where if you're feeling overwhelmed by all the people at the convention, or if you're just, you know, having a bad day, maybe you just go into that room and it's a nice, quiet, safe space for you to unwind, to calm down a little bit until you're ready to go out and experience the con again. And I think that's great. I think they even have some panels there now, and they talk about mental illness in the gaming community now. Check out their website, too. It's takethis.org. They're awesome, awesome, amazing people. And I think there's starting to be a change now, and people are starting to talk about it, which is amazing. And I really hope it snowballs a bit, and more people will start to talk about it, maybe at TwitchCon. I'm not sure if there was a panel at TwitchCon about mental wellness and gaming. I'll have to look into that. But I really hope it's a more common subject, because it needs to be talked about, you know? People need to know about it.
Yeah, you're not alone, and you just gotta reach out to people who care. Sometimes people just get embarrassed about the way they feel, and I did that for a very long time. I went through a depression about 2 years ago, and I was like, I didn't want to do anything. If I was hanging out with anybody, I was very like down. I didn't really say much, and then I met these guys on the guys who currently all the rest of us, Brink, Hook, Jesus, Rob, I met all those guys through another chat room, through this Xbox Live community. And we started playing games together, and then we just kept saying, yes, we should do a podcast. We should do a podcast. And I'm like, we're all nervous. Also, my friend Tragic, he was in there too. I just forgot because he hasn't been on the show for a while. But we all got together, had some fun, and we started recording this show, The Horrible Gamers. So it became a friendship. Now we have a chat. We have a chat on Facebook that runs 24 hours a day, and there's always something being typed in there. Or we go in there and it's like, life sucks. Today sucks. And then, you know, most of the time we'll get support. But it's like that's kind of where it got me. Then when we started doing the show, and I found a little bit of relief, just a little bit, from doing the podcast. But this podcast, I love the Horrible Gamers podcast. I love being with these guys. I really, really do. I wouldn't change that for anything. I can't really vent off about stuff like this. And we're able to do this right now because it's sort of about gaming. And I think this is an awesome message that everyone should hear. But then I'm going to do this other show too. And I'm going to get into all kinds of deep stuff. It's going to be not about games. Now this turned into an advertisement for Horribly Awkward.
That's great.
I do have a Twitter too. It's awkward_podcast. It's gonna get started. It's gonna be very, very soon. Hopefully Faye will come on there, and
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna have lots of cool guests, guys. It's just gonna be me. But I mean, but back to there's ways to find enjoyment. There's ways to find satisfaction out of stuff. Sometimes it's just hard to find out what that is.
Yes. Or, you know, with a lot of people, if you're feeling really down, some of the things that you enjoy may not be fun anymore. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, like whether it's gaming or even, you know, when you're not gaming, going out and maybe going for a walk or whatever it is that you do that's not gaming, you may not find enjoyment in that anymore. I need to sort of find a way to open that life up for you again and enjoy it. And it takes time. You might have to, you know, make small goals for yourself. And it's important to make small goals. And, you know, keep making small baby steps and baby steps, and then take larger steps and make larger goals for yourself and work your way up to a place where you feel like you're okay again and you feel like you can, you know, face the world and do whatever it is that you do on a daily basis and enjoy yourself and start to enjoy life again. Just know that you're not alone. And if you need help at any point, there are so many people that you can call. There's, you know, obviously Iams and I are here. We're always here to talk to you guys if you need to talk at any point. If you want to play games and hang out, we're always here. But there are a lot of hotlines if you need to call, if you need immediate help. I have those numbers to those hotlines on my blog if you guys want to check it out, defeatingdragons.com. Or if you need like a therapist or anything, just don't be afraid to seek help. It's not a bad thing. Don't be ashamed of it. So many people see a doctor. So many people see therapists. A lot of people seek help in those ways because they need it. It's not bad to need it. You're sick. It's not any different from having a cold or, you know, any other disease. If you are sick, you need to get help. And it's okay to seek help. It's completely fine. And you are important. You need to get better. That's the most important thing. I personally was negatively affected by medication, but I know it helps a lot of people. So if you need meds, go get some meds. And it's a chemical imbalance most of the time. Depression and other, I have borderline personality disorder. You need to find what helps you and what works for you. And it may take some time, but just stick with it and it gets better for sure.
So what do you find in gaming though that eases some of that?
Well, definitely the community, first and foremost. I mean, the people on there are fantastic. And it's so much more fun to play games with friends, hands down. I can just converse with them while I'm playing something mindlessly, you know, whether it's WoW or if it's Rocket League or even Heroes of League of Legends. I mean, it may get toxic sometimes, but it's just fun. And I also get, I feel a connection with my Nana when I game because, oh, yeah. You know, she started gaming. Like, she got me into gaming. She was the coolest gaming grandma in the world. I loved her. And every time I pick up a video game, or even if I pick up some retro game like Earthbound on Super Nintendo, I think of her, and it makes me happy. Like, I have a picture behind me, actually, near my light. It's of her in her rocking chair holding a PS1 controller, and I'm next to her holding the Player 2 controller, and I'm just smiling, and she's kissing my head. And it just always, you know, gives me the warm fuzzies, because I think of gaming, and I think of her, and it sort of keeps her memory alive for me, for sure.
That is an awesome, awesome picture. I mean, you can't see it, obviously, right now. We don't have video going. Yeah. But I'm picturing it in my head, and it just seems like the perfect picture. That's so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think many kids can say that, you know, they have a picture with their grandma, and they're both holding gaming controllers, and they're playing, you know, a video game together.
Yeah, you need to go out and get photocopies made and have those stored in a box somewhere very safe so you always have that. It seems like
yes.
The coolest picture.
Yeah, definitely.
I have no cool picture. I don't have any pictures. Well, I just realized I don't have any pictures.
Someone get some pictures.
I got posters. I got Call of Duty poster. I got the Joker
cool
and a couple
posters
of them.
In there.
The Joker. Yeah, Joker's loony. Me and him connect.
What about you, though? Like, gaming brings you solace from, you know, your previous addictions and
yeah, it
and
did, yeah. Like so, you know, like, the first couple of years of drug addiction. Well, see, I don't even know if a lot of our community, nobody, I think, listens to the show knew this before now. This is awesome. But, yeah, like, instead of, like, I used, you know, after you get clean for years, you're going to fantasize about it. It's not really the drug itself or the high itself. It's going to be the ritual, the act of it, the just something. It's just that. So, I mean, it's like you're going to fantasize about that. It's impossible not to.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I'm gaming, gaming is a way better high most of the time. Unless you're playing Soma, you're just pissed off and you play it. You have to keep pushing yourself. But it's just like it just games. It depends on what you're playing, but games can make your brain, you can hurt your brain in ways, not like hurt it, but you can make your brain work in ways you didn't know you could, puzzling stuff or just figuring out stuff. Or it's just fun. I like getting online, especially when you get online with a bunch of people and just play Call of Duty. As long as you don't have that one guy who's always mad because you lost. It's got to be fun. It's a video game. It's supposed to be fun. There's nothing serious about it, unless you're up in front of an audience at an actual event competing for $1 million.
Oh, God. The sweats. The cold, nervous sweats.
Yeah. Then if you're on my team and you suck, I'm going to be pissed.
You made a good point, though. I mean, gaming is great brain exercise. It's brain exercise. Yep. I think studies have shown that gamers have way better reflexes, you know, compared to normal people. And that's because we're always playing video games. We have awesome reflexes in game. We know where our brains are working at a higher speed when we're in a video game. You know, it's great brain. You don't have to be playing a puzzle game to get a brain, you know, your daily dose of brain exercise. You could mm-hmm. be playing anything that requires you to think critically and to be strategic. It's great. And it definitely is very important for you to be healthy, not only, you know, with exercise and eating well, but to get great brain exercise and to work your brain and keep your brain healthy. It's vitally important. And it's important for recovery, for sure. If you're dealing with something, if you're struggling with something, you know, you have to take care of yourself, take care of your body, eat well, and, you know, take care of your brain first and foremost. It's so important.
Yeah, your brain has to come first to make your brain's got to be healthy for your body to be healthy.
Yes.
First and foremost.
Feed your brain. Just feed it.
Feed it.
Feed it.
It's in the game.
Feed the brain. It's in the game.
Man, now we're getting loony. This is fun.
I just want to thank you for having me on. Seriously, it means a lot. It really does.
Yeah, well, I'll say straight across, ever since I met you personally, which is semi-recently, you've been a really, really cool person, and I look forward to any time we chat or play a game or play Rocket League. And if anybody who is listening does play Rocket League, that's a fun game I'd be down to play. Even if I'm in the middle of another game, I'd be down maybe to get off for, you know, 20, 30 minutes, because you can get a lot of Rocket League in for 30 minutes and just kind of connect with people. And sometimes I need that push, too. I just need people to bug me, because I'll zone out and just go completely solo. I'll just, you know, I'll wake up at 3 p.m. and then I'm here by myself. I leave for work. I go to work at 9. I work alone at work all night. And then that repeats every night, really, until we do the podcast on Saturday. So sometimes I just need my ass kicked to get out of that zone.
Rocket League is a good place for that.
Yeah.
It's a great place for that. I suck at that game.
That's the point.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point. It's just like you hit a ball around. Like, how good can you be at hitting a ball with a car? Just
the simplicity of it. I mean, it's such an easy game to understand, and it's so addictive in a good way. I mean, it's great to go in and just be like, I'm going to hit this ball. And you can have quick games, or about like 4 to 5 minute games. You can go in before work or after work if you're feeling like you don't have that much time to play anything too long. Just hop into a game of Rocket League. I guarantee you'll have a good time. It's definitely a cool game. It's colorful. Makes you feel happy inside. It's like, look at this colorful map. I feel happy now.
Yeah, colors. Colors are good. I love bright games. I love it. And then you
it's
got
a good game.
I still like dark games like Batman, but it's like, I love the bright stuff. I like to build it. Yeah, it feels good. I like just bright colors, being able to see everything. All that stuff is wonderful.
We have to figure out, if you want, we can compile a list of feel good games that we can just play together once in a while, maybe on stream or something if you're down. I think that'd be cool. Maybe not Soma, because that's definitely not a feel good game. But maybe we could figure out something that, you know, people can join in and play with us. And I feel like Minecraft would be for sure one of those feel-good games, but I don't have the patience for that. It's like, build things faster.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, Rocket League is definitely one of them. If you guys, anyone that's listening, have suggestions for feel-good games, go into the Horrible Gamers Facebook group and type it up. Give us suggestions. Yeah. What makes you feel good? What games make you feel good, pretty much?
That is a very good topic. I should have a whole topic on that. But I'm always down. I could jump in. I always feel intrusive. That's another one of my problems. I always feel like I'm being intrusive. That's why I don't reach out to other people to do stuff very often.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm intrusive, and I always got that fear of
rejection. And
yes, I fear rejection.
I get that a lot too. But you know what? Most of the time, or pretty much all the time, if I reach out to someone like, hey, can I join or something, people are so gracious and awesome. Sometimes you just have to put yourself out there and take a leap of faith. And you could always approach me or Iams at any point. If you want to play games with us, let's just do it. You'll never, ever, ever feel rejection with us, because I'm always down to play. Always.
Yay.
Constantly. And even if I don't have time to play, I will get to you at some point. I'm always online. This is my life, man.
Yeah, you are plugged into the Ethernet
plugged
cable.
In.
Your brand. I noticed that cable coming out the back of your head. I always wondered, why is there an Ethernet cable coming out the back of your neck? It's like the Matrix. You're just sitting there plugged in. You've got to pull that sucker out. And then just take the blue or the red pill or whatever it is. It's your choice. Yeah, this doesn't need to be a Debbie Downer topic. We just want to reach out. I really wanted Faye to come on here because I think these are very good things to talk about, and it's hard to do that on a normal show, because obviously, you see, we've been here for like an hour just on this only, and this is great. This is going to be a little special thing that, and when you guys do listen to this, like, you can reach out to Faye on Twitter or myself.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
I know a lot of our listeners don't use Twitter. It's everyone's on Facebook. But there is a Twitter, and you can join up for free at twitter.com.
www.twitter.com/something/ Faye plays for me, and they call me Iams.
Yay!
For you. Yay, that's us. We're people. We're on the internet.
They do call me Iams.
They're real.
So what else you want to talk about? You got any more? You want to break down any more important parts of your website, of your Twitch streaming, of your anything?
I could talk about a little bit. Well, two things. One is, the first and foremost being, I think on my Twitch channel, I really want to, maybe every other Sunday, I'm still figuring this out. I know I mentioned this in my own stream the other day. I really want to make a place, a stream for people to come in and just talk. I may not be playing games. It might be just a blown up picture of my ugly face and have chat on my screen. But maybe it'll be a time for people to just chat about anything. Your day, what are you doing? What are you excited about? What did you do this weekend? What's coming up? What are you nervous about? And just get support from my community. I mean, my community and my chat, I'm so thankful for people that tune in and hang out and chat amongst each other. They're awesome, awesome people. I could be more thankful for them. And I think it'd be great if there was a place for people to come, hang out, chat, know they're not alone, just get support from people. You know, I know a couple of people come into my stream sometimes, say, you know, hey, Faye, I had a bad day today. And I'll just be like, dude, you're awesome. I'm sorry I had a bad day. Tomorrow's better. Everyone gives this guy some love in chat, and everyone will just show support for that person. It's amazing the power of, you know, the power of Twitch and the power of people and how people can just come together and support one another. It's awesome. So I think I'm going to do that probably every other week on Sundays. Just have a time where I just go live. Come in, talk about whatever. I'll be talking about whatever, but it'll be positive. It'll be a support Sunday thing. And I'll maybe even talk about steps that you can take to help yourself. I've been through a lot of therapy, and I have books on every single therapy that you could possibly imagine. I've been trying to help myself for years. So, you know, maybe I'll give some advice if I can, and talk about different steps that you could take. I talk about these steps on my website too, like, I developed my own questing system. It's kind of nerdy.
Yeah, no, I saw that. That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that. That's really cool. That's not nerdy. You got to make it fun. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to make it fun and relatable, yeah.
How to quest.
How to quest.
September 15th, 2015. I read it. I'm looking at it right now.
I basically made it so it stands for Quell Unwanted Emotions Successfully Today. And with every single emotion that you have, whatever you're feeling, I'll write about a different quest that you can take to conquer those emotions in the moment or later, depending on what's going on. Mindfulness is a huge strategy that I use. It's basically critically thinking in the moment when something is going very wrong. Let's say if I'm feeling extremely down and it feels like nothing can lift me up, and I force myself, it's hard, it takes practice, I force myself to look up at something in my room or wherever I am. I stare at it. Let's use my Pikachu doll as an example. I'll look at my Pikachu doll. I'll be like, oh my God, he's yellow. He's cute. Look at this motherfucker. I'll be like, oh, just focus on the Pikachu. And you know what? I find myself calming down after a while. You know, I start laughing at myself for how stupid I am looking at this Pikachu. But then, you know, I laugh at myself. I'm actually laughing and I'm calming down in the moment. So that's one exercise. It's very important if something's going terribly wrong before your emotions get the better of you and you overreact to something or you hurt someone. It's really important that you calm down and try to mindfully recognize what's going on before you react. So that's questing. It's like one quest per, you know, that you could take. But I'll be writing more blog posts about different situations and different ways to quest and different ways, you know, to calm yourself down or, you know, what you could do to help yourself in certain situations. But that's in a nutshell, you know, what I'm going to be doing on my website and what I do to help myself.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Really. I'm not just saying that. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass like, oh, you're so great. You're so awesome. No, this is really good stuff. This is really, really, really good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. It's taken a lot. At first I was like, wow, mindfulness and all this therapy crap, it's dumb. Like, I really thought it was dumb, and I wasn't using these exercises for a long time. And when I started to, you know, I was out of options. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start to try to use these skills in real time. They were so helpful. I was kicking myself in the ass for not using them sooner. I mean, it's so important to be able to relate to other people, to know what's going on in your head, to be able to recognize what you're feeling and your emotions, and to be able to work those emotions in a way that'll help you overcome anything that you're going through. So it's tough, but takes practice and work. Yeah, but you guys can get better. You're not alone.
Yeah.
High five, guys. High five. Okay. I don't know what you slapped. I'll hit the desk.
We high five over the mic.
Oh, we did? Okay. Wait, let's do it again. Three, two, one. Yeah. We did it.
too many high fives. Yeah, that's so great. I think I might just add this as my first show on my podcast that I come, so they're gonna probably people are gonna hear this twice, or at least it'd be a good part point just to get it out there. I don't think I'm gonna put a separate intro and just put it on my feed as well. Why not? Is that cool?
Wait, the questing thing?
No. I'm talking about just this whole podcast. This is definitely what I need for that. So I think I'm gonna put it in both places.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, be my first podcast. You're on my first podcast, Faye.
Hey, I'm psyched. I'm excited for you. No, seriously, this is great. I'm excited for you. I'm excited that you're excited. The excitement is everywhere.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to start digging into my own shit. And I got to find a way to do it. And just sitting around thinking about it doesn't work.
Just Shia LaBeouf it. Like, just do it.
Oh, yeah, just do it. Just
follow your dreams.
I'm not shy
every
of
time
it.
I look Oof. At that video or that gif, it's just tingly awesome feelings.
Yeah, it's so funny. I've seen that video so many times without the audio, like just from the autoplay video, or just like, what the hell's going on in this video? Yeah, that's great.
Oh, Shia.
So we definitely will be hearing and probably seeing more of you soon.
Yeah,
everybody. Definitely. Where can they find you? All the info that you want to give out. Don't give out anything you don't, obviously, but plug all your stuff again.
Here is my address, if you could find me here.
Now, on the corner of Van Ness and something. Just chilling.
Just, you know, drinking some Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. Now, my Twitter is @FayePlays, twitter.com/FayePlays. My Twitch is twitch.tv/Faye_plays. There's an underscore because someone made a Faye Plays before me, and they have been on forever, god damn it. Anyway, and then I have a Facebook group too. Pretty much I have links to all of my social media sites on my Twitch, so just twitch.tv/Faye Plays. You'll find everything. Faye_plays, don't forget the underscore. But, and yeah, go to defeatingdragons.com if you want to give that a gander, and that's pretty much all my social media stuff. I'm on Twitter a lot, though. That's where you'll mostly find me. You can tweet at me, direct message me, or, you know, talk to me on my Twitch whenever. If you need some support, if you want to talk, feel free to reach out to me anytime.
Don't be an asshole, though.
Don't ask to see my elbows or my boobs. I don't know what's with people with elbows.
What?
Like, people are like, show me your elbows. It's the weirdest thing. I don't understand it. I'm missing something. Maybe it's like some sort of insider. I don't know. I'm out of the loop.
I'm out of the loop. That just sounds weird.
Yeah. Show me your elbows.
But okay. Faye is Fey. You'll see it on the. You'll see it in. I'll link all this stuff in the description of the show.
Yes,
for sure. Obviously, I am Sean. They call me Iams on Twitter and every other possible thing. You guys, I don't say be my friend on Xbox and PS4. I don't say it just to say it. Just yeah, join me. But say hi. Say hey, I listen to the show because. You get so many random people joining, and you never know if, like, it's just some spam stuff. So, but I like to meet people and hang out. Also, yeah, obviously, Horrible Gamers, guys. Don't forget to find Jesus. Is Jesus Walks a Lot on XBL. Or GSUS Walks a Lot on PlayStation. Brink is Brink of Eternity. Rob is King of Zed. Jim, or Hook, is CPTN Space Hook. And you guys know all that stuff. So just want to thank you for listening. And hopefully this you know, this just lets everyone know that you're not alone.
Yeah, exactly.
And Faye, you are so awesome.
No, you. We can go on forever. But thanks for having me. Seriously, it means a lot, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I definitely consider you a friend. So.
Oh, I love you. In a friendly way. You're an awesome person, seriously. You're awesome. And I'm just hearing about you overcome your addiction and lose all that weight and stuff. That's fantastic. You're high five. That's awesome. That takes a lot of strength and courage. So kudos. Kudos, dude. Seriously.
Thank you. So with that said, you guys, I will see you next week or this Saturday on Twitch, 7 o'clock. Hopefully it's not 8 o'clock like it was this week. twitch.tv/horrible gamers podcast.